Streaming live, it's Delta Panther Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome back to Delta High School as we get ready for the second game in our doubleheader here between the Delta Panthers and the Salt Longhorns. Once again, this is going to be a non-league contest. Delta won the first game 6-3. That was a league contest. So Delta will go to 7-1 in league, 16-4 overall. Taking a look at the starters for this second game. Leading off, playing shortstop for the Longhorns, Cheney Morris batting second. Will be the third baseman, Gage Balderson. From the three hole will be the starting pitcher, Cage Schneider. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Elias Schneider. Batting fifth, the catcher, Cody Barton. In the sixth hole, center fielder, Taylor Hayes. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Parker Nelson. He's hitting for the first baseman, Sebastian Oliver. Batting eighth will be Hayden Rowley, the right fielder. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Kalen Inglis. Taking a look at the Delta starters now, leading off, playing second base, Landon Kennel. Batting second, the shortstop, Landon Clay. In the three hole will be the Delta backstop, Luke Gastineau. Batting cleanup will be the starting pitcher, Ty Reed. Batting fifth will be the first baseman, Rylan Bynum. Batting sixth, center fielder, Braden Sprout. In the seven hole, third baseman, Connor Workman. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, Evan Ficklin. And batting ninth, playing left field, Joe Black. Ficklin batting for the right fielder, Brett Leho. Take a look at Cage Schneider's numbers real quick. Cage Schneider on the season, 4-1 record in 9 appearances, 267 earned run average, 15 walks, and make it 27 walks, 48 strikeouts. And actually, Ty Reed will be on the bump first as we take a look at his numbers. Ty on the season in 9 appearances, a 3-0 record, 450 earned run average. Of those 9, 3 of them have been starts, 13 walks, 32 strikeouts. First pitch brought to you by Taco Time as Cheney Morris will step to the plate. Morris, in the first game, 1-for-4 with a run scored. Ty sets and delivers. Just chopped on the ground to short. Clay up with it. Nope, it's going to get through. Lando can't get down on it far enough, and that's a leadoff single for Morris. Over engaged Balderson to the plate. Balderson was the starting pitcher for Basalt in game 1. Gave up 5 of Delta's 6 runs. At the plate, Balderson went 0-for-3, reached on an error, scored a run. Good lead by Morris down there at first. Here's the pitch. Misses low and outside for a ball. Reed looks for the runner, now comes set. The pitch, runner's going. This one's popped up into center field. Sprout in and makes the catch. Morris will retreat. And with one out, Cage Schneider, the pitcher, will come to the plate. Schneider went 2-for-3 with a walk and a run scored in game 1. Once again around the diamond for Delta. First to third as the pitch comes in. Runner goes, throw down is offline, and Morris will slide in safely. So stolen base for Morris puts him in scoring position. Once again, defensively, Bynum, Kennel, Clay, and Workman around the infield. First to third, left to right. Black, Sprout, and Leho behind the plate. Gastineau, Reed on the bump. Here comes the 0-1 to Schneider. This one's lifted into center field. Sprout back on it, just in front of the wall, makes the catch. Morris tags throw coming to third, and it is not in time. So, Cheney Morris will be at third, and Elias Schneider will come to the plate. Elias went 2-for-4 with 2 RBI in game 1. He's in from the left side against the righty Reed. Here's the pitch. That catches the outside corner for a strike. Reed comes set and delivers, breaking ball high. Reed stares in. Has his start. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Reed sets. And delivers. That one misses high. He needs to count it too. Long look in for Ty. He's got his sign now. Kicks and fires. This one's going to be popped up on the infield. Clay calls off Workman, makes the catch, ends the inning. So no damage done after a leadoff single. Delta will have their hack here in the bottom of the first. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Wire is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
So I mentioned the numbers for the pitcher, Cade Schneider, before the Longhorns came to bat. We'll take a look at them again. 267 earned run average, 4-1 record in 9 appearances, 27 walks, 48 strikeouts. The defense for the Longhorns, once again, first to third, Oliver Inglis, Morris Balderson, left to right is Elias Schneider, Hayes, Rowley. Barton's behind the plate once again, and Cade Schneider's on the bump. Leading off for Delta, Landon Kennel, who's playing second base in game 2. And game 1, struggled a little bit at the plate. Went 0-for-2 with a walk, did reach on a fielder's choice. Assistant coach Keaton Ryer, during the break, told him he wanted him to go do a little tee work because he noticed that Landon was pulling his head and is at bat. So we'll see if that has helped at all. Schneider has a sign. And the pitch, that'll miss outside. Here's the pitch. It's going to be popped up foul, back out of play over the backstop. Then he'll step out now. back in. Here's the 1-1 from Schneider. Breaking ball finds the zone. It's a good slider from Schneider. So Lana gonna have to be tough with two. Here's the pitch. Going on the ground to third. Kick save and a beauty by Balderson, but it's a base hit by Landon Kennel. They call it the hot corner for a reason, and a hard hit ball down the baseline. All Balderson can do is have it bounce off his foot and away. You got to bring Landon Clay to the plate. Lando 2-for-3 with a walk, RBI, 2 runs scored in game one. Good lead by Kennel down there at first, home run by Oliver. Schneider's got his sign and delivers. Clay takes ball one, back kick, not thrown, but faked by Martin. Kennel hustles back to the bag. Clay steps back in. Another good lead by Kennel. The pitch. Breaking ball misses, and it's 2-0 to the Delta shortstop. Field umpire coming to talk to Schneider on the mound, and not sure what he's talking to about. Ezra Catherine, a former Delta ball player, Delta alum, sitting next to me here at the press area, and explained that the pitcher's taking the ball out of his glove when he shouldn't, and got a little bit of a warning there. The pitch. This is high and outside. Back pick, not in time to get Kennel as he's back easily. And Logan Clay has a 3-0 count here at the plate. We'll see if he's got the green light or not. Now he shows bunt. Schneider steps off. I wouldn't imagine Clay actually bunting in this situation, but getting inside Schneider's head, he does show bunt again, pulls back, and he was taking the entire way. And now it's 3-1, a hitter's count for Clay. And again, the umpire admonishing Schneider. Schneider sets and delivers. A 5-pitch walk to Clay, and Delta starts their half of the first inning with 2 runners on base. Luke Gastineau will step to the left-sided batter's box. Luke in game 1, 1-for-4. Got a couple of ducks on the pond. Here's the pitch. Holds up on ball one. Luke thought about making an offering, but decided it was a little low and took the pitch. It's the 1-0. That one misses the outside corner. Schneider sets, looks at the runner at second. That pitch in the dirt. Good block by Barton. Kennel down there at second, dancing around off the bag. Schneider stares in. Kennel with a good lead at second. Morris, the shortstop, working in behind him, and Luke will take strike one on a 3-0 pitch. So once again, a hitter's count for Delta. We'll see what we get here from Schneider. Here's the pitch. That one missed high. So another 5-pitch walk will load the bases for the Panthers. Here comes Dan Marcoia out of the dugout. We'll get a courtesy runner as Chaz Wilkes will head to first for Gatineau. Wilkes, one of the seniors honored here between games. Chaz is the son of Hillary and Corey Johnson. He's a three-year letter winner for the Panthers. He's played second base and been a crucial element in the success of this Delta program. As a courtesy runner, he scored 37 runs in the past two seasons and stolen 11 bases. So Ty Reed comes to the plate. Ty, the starting pitcher for this game. In game one, he went 0-for-3 and reached on a fielder's choice. He'll step in. The base is loaded. The pitch is lifted into left center. The center fielder, Hayes, is over. Makes the catch. Kennel will tag and score from third. So that'll be a sack fly for Reed and an RBI. Other runners hold, and Ryland Bynum will come to the plate. One for two with a double, a walk, and he reached on an error in the first game. The pitch, taken for a strike right down the middle. Rarely does Bynum swing at the first pitch, so not too concerned about that. Delta leads 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. One out. The pitch is going to be fouled off to the screen, and now Bynum going to have to be tough with two. Clay, the runner at second off the bag, dancing around out there the same way Kennel did when Kennel was on second. Bynum back into the box. Schneider sets and delivers. Sort of reach for and poke foul by Bynum. So the count will remain 0-2. Schneider sets, looks at Clay, out at second, now comes home. This one's on the ground to third, picked up by Balderson. Tries to double off the runner at first, and now they've got Wilkes as the throw gets away from the shortstop Morris at second. So Bynum will be on first via the fielder's choice. Clay was out at third by the force. So we've got two outs now, and Braden Sprout coming to the plate. Brado in game one went 0-for-3 and was hit by a pitch. Here's the pitch to him on the outside corner for a strike. Brado, another one of those seniors that was honored between games. He's the son of Brandy and Rusty Ballou. He's a three-year letterman, two-year WSL All-Conference player. As the pickoff threw to second to try to get Wilkes not in time. Brando's also a two-year honorable mention All-State player in his 3 years as a starter. He's got a .409 batting average, driven in 48 runs, and scored 70 runs with an on-base average of .508 and stolen 26 bases. Here's the pitch to him, and a swing and a miss at the 0-1. So Brado's going to have to be tough with two now. As a pitcher, Brado's compiled a 14-5 record with an ERA of 3.51 and 136 strikeouts. So he's had a very good career as a Panther. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away from the catcher. Sprout hustling up the line, and he'll keep this inning alive for Delta. So Wilkes will be at third. Bynum at second. Sprout at first, and Workman, Connor Workman, up with the bases loaded. He singled and walked twice in game one. He's another one of those seniors that was honored between games. Here's the pitch. That was outside. Good block by Barton. Connor is a 3-year starter for the Panthers, earning WSL All-Conference recognition in 2022, as well as being selected as an honorable mention All-State player. As an outfielder, he's been a key force both offensively and at the plate as he lines that one foul on the left side. Got a career batting average of .338, scoring 64 runs while driving in 24. He's also compiled 31 stolen bases. Over the past 3 seasons, Connor's also carried a .468 on base percentage. The 1-1 catches the zone, and Connor going to have to be tough with 2. The pitch, that's high in sight, and the count's even. Connor pulling a matrix move there to get out of the way of that one. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. There's the, nope, Schneider's going to step off. Delta leads 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning, looking to add to that lead with the bases juiced. Here's the pitch to Workman. That's high. Gets away from the catcher. Rolls to the backstop. Barton up with it, but not in time to get to Speedy Wicks, who's coming in from third. Bynum moves up to third. Sprout on second. So first base unoccupied, and Workman with a full count. Once again, 2 outs here in the bottom of the inning, and Delta leads 2-0. The payoff pitch from Schneider. Lifted in the center field. Hayes in on it. Makes, and that's a base hit as it lands in front of Hayes. So an RBI single for Workman. Bynum scores from third. Delta's up 3-0 now. It's Sprouts on third, and Eben Ficklin will come to the plate. Eben, 1-for-2 with a couple RBI in game one. Big lead for Workman out at first base. Oliver holding him on. Would expect Workman's probably going. He is. Swing and a miss. Foul at the plate. Like we had a hit and run on as Workman was going on the first pitch. Signs from head coach Steve Ryder down in third base coach's box, and Ficklin steps back in. There's the 0-1 runners going again. This one's in the dirt, blocked by Barton. No throw. And a stolen base for Workman, so Delta now with 2 runners in scoring position with Sprout at third and Workman at second. Ficklin's at a 1-1 count at the dish. Here's the pitch. That one's also in the dirt. Another good block by Barton. Schneider's got his sign, and the pitch. That catches the outside corner to even the count at 2. Deuces wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Timeout called by the catcher, Barton, who drops out to talk to Cade Schneider. Delta leads 3-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. They already have a victory over Basalt today, 6-3. Looking for the doubleheader sweep. Here's the pitch. Then the dirt blocked by Barton, and full count to Ficklin at the plate. Give Barton a lot of credit, working real hard back there to keep the ball from getting by him and with the runner on third. The ball gets by Barton and rolls to the backstop. Sprout will no doubt score from third with his speed. Abbott leads the team in RBI. He's hoping to add to that total on the payoff pitch. It's low. Ficklin draws the two-out walk, and Delta will send their ninth batter to the plate if they will have batted through their lineup here in the first, and that's left fielder Joe Black. Joe, 0-for-1 in game one as a pinch hitter. Actually, I take that back. He came in as a defensive substitution and got one at bat out of the game. So the bases are loaded for Joe. Fans in on the left side. Here's the pitch from Schneider. That's high and outside for ball one. Coach McCoy from the shouting at his hurler from the dugout as he delivers the 1-0, and this one's popped up. Center fielder Hayes finds it and makes the catch. So, at the end of one, Delta leads 3-0, but they also leave three runners on. We'll head to the second inning. You're listening to the Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thor, Scott's, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Cannon back with you here at Delta High School. Delta has a trio of senior managers with the team this year, including Alexis Putney. She's the granddaughter of Cecilia and Ernie DeFoya. She's managed for the past two seasons and has been incredibly helpful for the manager team and the coaching staff for the Panthers. Ty Reed out for the second inning. He will face 5-6-7, starting with Cody Barton, the catcher, who's gotten a workout behind the plate in one inning of work. The pitch misses the zone low for ball one. Yes. Reed stares in. He sets and delivers. Swan on the ground to short. Takes a hop about chest high. Clay gloves it on to first. 6-3 for the first on the put out for the first out. And that'll bring center fielder Taylor Hayes to the plate. Thank you. Okay, he steps in. 0-for-3 in the first game. He fouls this one off down the line foul. So the clouds have rolled in a little bit here on this Saturday afternoon in Delta. Still pretty warm. Mid-70s, no moisture yet. Reed's got his sign, kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. So Ty going away ahead early is what I'm trying to say. As Ty is up 0-2 on the batter, hey. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, but it's going to roll through the wickets on Gastineau. Hayes will get to first. That'll bring Parker Nelson to the plate. He's hitting for the first baseman, Oliver, this game. And the first game, Nelson was the first baseman. Went 1-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Short lead by Hayes at first. The pitch. Misses the zone. And it's 1-0. Hayes the runner at first. Reed sets and delivers. So he's going to be fouled back to the backstop and the count's even at 1. Nelson will step out, now back in. Reed looks to the runner. Hayes at first, now sets, runner's going. That was a swing and a miss. It's going to bounce away from Gastineau as Luke will finally track it down, and Hayes will take second on the wild pitch, but it's 1-2 at the plate for Nelson. One out here, top of the second, and then Delta leads 3-0. Reed sets. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Two outs, and Hayden Rowley will come to the plate. The right fielder went 0-2 and reached on a fielder's choice in game 1. Hayes the runner at second. Reed looks out at him. Now he'll step off. Reed has his sign and delivers. We're going to be fouled back to the screen by Rowley. Gastineau will head out to the mound. He's joined by shortstop Landon Clay. Both of them, some words of encouragement to Reed. I'm guessing talking about the runner down at second and maybe trying to pick him off. Clay working in and out on the runner Hayes. Reed looks at him. Now comes home. Swing and a miss. So again, Ty going way ahead early, 0-2. With two outs. Reed stares in. Now he's ready. The pitch. Oh, that missed somewhere. I'm not entirely sure where. But it was a ball, nonetheless. And Rowley's at bat will continue. Reed looks the runner Hayes at second. And now delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 ends the inning. So 3 strikeouts in the inning as the Longhorns leave a runner on. We'll head to the Delta half of the second. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
So Landon Kennel set to lead off Delta's second, much the same way he led off Delta's first, didn't he? Hoping for the same success, he got on base and scored. Delta leads 3-0 here. The pitch from Schneider's chopped off the plate and foul. Down the left field line. And Kennel, who was hustling up the line, will hustle back to the plate. Coach Steve Ryerson, third base coach's box, and wait on it and drive it. The pitch. Kennel pulls his head, swings and misses. And it's quickly 0-2 to the Delta second base. Here's the pitch from Schneider. This one's going to be popped up on the right side. First baseman Oliver gives chase, but it's foul and out of play. Kennel steps in. Here's the 0-2 pitch. So it's going to be lined right at the second baseman Inglis for out number one. Now they bring Landon Clay to the plate. Clay walked in the first inning. He was forced out at third. Schneider stares in. Now pitches from the windup. This one's on the ground to third, picked up by Balderson to first. One pitch, one out. Should say one pitch, two outs. And that'll bring Luke Gastineau to the plate. Luke is senior. He's son of Cootie and Jared Gastineau. 2023 was Luke's first year as a starting catcher and second-year letterman for the Panthers. In 2 years, Lucas compiled a .476 batting average, driving in 15 runs with an on-base percentage of .582. He takes ball one from Schneider. He's been an integral part of the Panther program for the past 3 seasons and is the epitome of a team player. He takes ball two. Here's the pitch. Schneider can't find the outside corner, and it's 3-0 to the Delta backstop. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. Delta leads 3-0.